the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one time came to visit Umm Salama after Fajr prayer, and he saw her sitting making some tasbih. At that time, they did not have what we have now, the subha, you know, what you use to the beads to do the tasbih and to count how many times you have done the tasbih. So she was using some pebbles, some small rocks, moving it from one side. She had a pile of, you know, these rocks, and she would move them from one side to the other, and then she would make tasbih and then move them to the other side, trying to count how many times she was doing it. So the Prophet ﷺ came inside the house. He saw her doing that. He didn't say anything. He went outside, and then he came back inside again, and she was still doing the same thing. And then he left, and then he came back again, and she was still doing the same thing. Finally, he came back at the time of shuruq, the sunrise. He asked her, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm doing dhikr and tasbih." He said, "I said one dua three times, and I got the same reward you got. Just one dua, you say after Fajr three times, you get the reward of making tasbih and dhikr from Fajr to sunrise." She said, "What's that dua?" And he taught her a beautiful dua. And it's a beautiful dua for us to learn. If you say it after Fajr in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you got reward as if you did dhikr and tasbih from Fajr to sunrise. The dua is, I think most of us have heard it before, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimatihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa midada kalimatihi. If you see that three times after Fajr prayer, you get the reward as if you stayed from Fajr to Shuruq making dhikr. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, all praise be to Allah, and all thanks to be to Allah. Adada khalqihi, the number of His creation. So we are making tasbih, the number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Adada khalqihi, wa zinata arshihi, and as much as His throne way, how heavy His throne, that's how much tasbih I want to do. Wa rida nafsihi, how many times I will make tasbih as he pleases, until he is pleased with me. Wa midada kalimatih, for as long as His words go, which means forever, because the words of Allah never ends. So this is a beautiful dua, beautiful tasbih. You do it after Fajr, you get a lot of reward. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa midada kalimatih. And Umm Salama had a lot of mercy, especially for the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One time, the Prophet ﷺ sent one of his companions. His name was Abu Lubaba. Abu Lubaba was a companion, a great companion, nothing wrong. But he was, before Islam, he was a close friend to the Jews. So he was he had some close friendship with them. The Prophet ﷺ sent him with a message to the Jews, and to negotiate with them about some kind of problem there was, because they betrayed the Prophet ﷺ. And he told him a secret. The Prophet told Abu Lubaba a secret. Don't tell anyone this secret. So Abu Lubaba goes, he talks to the Jews. The Jews were his close friends before Islam. So they were able to trick him into telling them the secret. Of course, that's a big mistake. You told Prophet Muhammad ﷺ's secret. That's a very bad, terrible mistake. On the way back, he was thinking, what am I going to say to the Prophet ﷺ? How is he going to forgive me after what I have done? I told him the secret. And he told them an important secret of war. The Prophet ﷺ was planning to do this, and he told them. So Abu Lubaba got upset with himself. He didn't go back to the Prophet ﷺ. He went to the masjid. And he tied himself up to one pillar of the masjid. And he said, Wallahi, I will not let myself go until the Prophet ﷺ himself comes and unties me. If he comes and he unties me, then it will be okay. If not, I will stay like that. When the Prophet ﷺ heard about this, he said he didn't have to do this. He could have just come to me, told me about it. I'll ask Allah to forgive him, and inshallah Allah will forgive him. But since he decided to do this, I will not untie him until Allah reveals that he has forgiven him. Now, you see that the willpower. They said Abu Lubaba stayed tied up to the pillar. By the way, the pillar is still in the Rawda, in the masjid, and it's called the Pillar of Tawbah. He stayed like this for 6 days. Imagine 6 days. His daughter comes, she unties him, he prays, he eats, and then he ties himself up again to the pillar. I will not do anything, I'll stay like this until the Prophet ﷺ himself unties me and he tells me that he has forgiven me.